There are many pumps found on the farm, and each one is critical in its own way. It differs little if it is a coolant pump on an engine, a hydraulic system, or any other application. A broken pump can bring your entire farm operation to a standstill. Welcome to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Though a pump can fail due to age and use, the reality is that most are murdered, snatched from their prime with much life left in them. The culprit is cavitation, and it sends warning signs, but most are ignored. I believe we all experience the pump vibrating excessively, hammering, groaning, and whistling. If so, you witness pump cavitation. Pump cavitation describes the formation of bubbles or cavities in the bulk fluid being moved that usually develops around a low pressure area. This is the result of either an entrained gas in the liquid from the vapor pressure being exceeded or from a lack of flow. When the vapor bubbles collapse or implode, they strike at the speed of sound, creating noise and vibration. This collision will erode the surfaces of the pump and impeller while the harmonics attack the bearing, shaft alignment, and seal. The pump is destroying itself during cavitation. When a failed pump is examined, you will notice an appearance that resembles a sponge-like texture or missing material. Depending on the pump design and operating characteristics, the bearing may fall victim first, allowing excessive shaft movement and a collision of the impeller with the housing. Minor cavitation will result in decreased output or pressure. It is imperative that you are cognizant of the sound and pressure flow characteristics of all the pumps in use on your farm. Cavitation caught in the early stages will have minimal impact on pump life. The most common cause is a flow restriction or running the pump at a speed that is out of its operating range. If a pump does fail, you need to take it apart and determine if it was the result of cavitation. If there is a problem in the fluid system that is left uncorrected, then a new pump will eventually fail for the same reason.